The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jeff out here wearing schmediums to hang out on the show today. Appreciate that. Throwing on a hoodie to cover it up. Got to shout out the chat. I think Deb was first in the chat today. So Merry Christmas
what
to
up,
you, Deb.
Deb.
Appreciate everyone hanging out with us here on Christmas Eve. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. So Chris Long... I'm not sure where. What is this from, Landfill? Is this on his podcast? So it was on his podcast. He was talking about Jaden and the Commanders game. Let's hear from Chris Long.
The guy, you're going to have to deal with him for a decade plus. Mm-hmm. I know Eagles fans want to say, hey, and yes, I think you win the game if Jalen's still the quarterback and he reinforces value by not being out there in a lot of ways. But this quarterback's not going anywhere in Washington. And he's throwing to you know, Zach Ertz, Terry McLaurin, but they don't really have a number two that scares you. And they just started this build. Now, good thing for the Eagles is you just drafted a great nickel corner, a lockdown guy outside, and you've got these Georgia Bulldogs up front, including Jalen Carter. It's going to be fun for 10 years if you take the green hat off. And you think about it like a football fan, it's going to be fun in the NFCs for the next decade. This little group of players is going to compete against each other and get to know each other real well.
It is going to be fun.
He's absolutely right.
You saw on that 10 seconds left when they're spiking the ball, Jalen Carter's diving, Jaden's talking with them.
Yeah. But see, the thing about it is you look at what has happened here. Okay, ownership change comes in, and Josh Harris' birthday coming up this weekend, so everybody wish him happy birthday. You get the right front office. Then you get a very charismatic quarterback who cares about winning, who cares about football, but doesn't get overwhelmed by much of nothing. And when you hear Chris Long, a former Eagle, saying, we got to deal with this guy for 10 years or so, he ain't going anywhere. They know they've had an advantage for some years now. They got to deal with this. And what he's saying is you got the Georgia boys, but you have to believe that Adam Peters and crew are about to put some guys on the other side, probably from Iowa, that don't give a damn about Georgia. they're gonna put some Cornhuskers over there, mm-hmm. people that can go handle their business. He's right. You got Terry McLaurin and Zach Ertz. When you get a legitimate person who, like I said, shows up every week, hell, in this game, Crowder and Zacchaeus was cooking them. Quinyon Mitchell about to find out. Don't talk trash to Terry McLaurin.
Exactly.
He doesn't
right.
do a lot of talking. That dude will perform on you once you open your damn mouth. He's relatively just like Jaden, but he has an edge. And Jaden has an edge as well. But as this team builds, see, the Eagles have been built. For 2001, this is 2024. Washington now, is this the first year of this rebuild? First year, and they already giving you headaches. Allow them a year, two, three, when they put people together, it's going to be it's gonna be back to how it used to be. We used to call it the black and blue division. It's about to get back to that.
Well, and that's what I like so much about where this team is at right now, mm-hmm. because if you look at what they've got, this isn't a playoff roster. It's not. Yeah.
But you got playoff tenacity.
You have
guys who don't quit.
Exactly.
They believe in themselves.
You got coaches that have put their players in position to succeed. You've got players that are going out there and playing well. And you've got a quarterback that makes up for a lot of other problems because he's able to get you out of bad plays. He's able to make plays when there's nothing there. That's what was so impressive about Sunday. There was no run game, none whatsoever outside of Jaden.
He made one for you.
Exactly. He was the run game. And there, it's not like it's not like they have Devontae Smith on the other side of an A.J. Brown on Washington's side. You're talking about OZ played well. Jamison Crowder played well. Those dudes were readily available for anybody. And so the thing that excites me, you talk about year one of a rebuild, this team's going to go to the playoffs, and this is probably the worst roster that Jaden's going to play with, at least during his rookie contract.
But what you don't want to lose as you move forward, when you get better talented, you don't want to lose the mindset that this team has. And what I love about this old school, as I call him, Bobby Wagner will probably be playing on this team again next year. He's still playing football like he's a young man. But if you got the mindset of a Bobby Wagner, a Terry McLaurin, Jeremy Reed, those were the captains this weekend on special teams, and also your quarterback has that mindset, all right? You have a second-round pick in Sam Steel who is exactly like Jaden Daniels. Live, breathe, sleeps football. The guy's a student of the game. He comes in like a veteran. He's not the average rookie. The new people that come into here, they have to take on that mindset. And if you build that type, that's how the Washington, the team before, I'm just not going to throw the name out, I don't want to piss off nobody. But the team before, when I got here, when you walked in the door, they let you know this is how we do things. And if these guys can do the exact same thing, imagine what they're doing now with a lower roster and they start getting better talent. And they still have that mindset. The league has to worry about that.
Well, and that's where you have to give credit to Adam Peters.
Yeah.
Because anybody can be a Madden general manager where you say, well, he's the best player. I'll pull him out. He's the best player.
Sometimes
I'll sign
best
him.
Best player has the worst attitude.
Exactly right. I need guys that are going to be really good players for me on the field, but fit with what I'm trying to do in the locker room. Mm-hmm. And there's not a single dude in that locker room now because, by the way, they've weeded a couple dudes out. You alluded to a dude in training camp. You know, there was another dude that they had to let go that was a first-round pick last year.
Yeah.
They weren't fitting what they were trying to build here, and so they move on. And you see what you're talking about where this Philly game was lost in the first quarter, and they said, no, it's not. We're still going to find a way to win this game. Mm-hmm. We're still in it. And people forget about the fact, too, that they got the ball back with 3 minutes left. They got a chance to go win it. They got a couple timeouts. Jaden, it's on his shoulders. Jaden threw a pick.
Yeah,
that game's over again.
He did.
And yet they still are resilient. Like the
and they
defense
gave it back
is like,
to him. He said, I'm not doing this again.
Exact defense. I know Devontae Smith dropped the pass, but the defense comes out there and says, let's come up with
people
a stop.
People have drops, don't they?
It happens. And then Jaden said, you know what? I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm going to go win this football game.
Yeah, the thing about it is, like, I've seen some players where, you know, you go, man, I would love to have that guy on my team. And then when you get around them for an extended period of time, you find out why that player ends up on so many different teams. Some of the best players feel like, I just got this talent. I don't have to work. You know, how many guys that you know from Little League or high school, junior high, high school, that were the best athletes out there, they didn't go on, right? Because those people normally have the mindset that I don't have to work. And the guy that has a little less talent seems to be the worker. And they work even more and more, and all of a sudden they're better than you. And that talent alone is not going to get you over the hump. You got to have work ethic with it. They may not always get the best players, but I think they'll get the most out of their players because of a guy like a Dan Quinn. And this coaching staff here, this coaching staff is loaded with former players.
Mm-hmm.
And when I play, just like now, players normally respect players more. If the coach comes in and the coach tells them something and it constantly works, they will give you the same respect. On this team, you got the coaches like that, and you have players that have been through it before, and it's easier to get more out of them. I said before, we have to coach 1 through 53. Well, they coach 1 through 65. They go all the way through. They want everybody to be able to just step up and play. Too many times we've had coaches come in here before, they coach 22 people. The starting offense, the starting defense, and they don't really put too much emphasis in the other people. Well, that's your damn problem.
Well, and to your point, Chris Rodriguez was on with G&D couple weeks ago after, I forget what game it was, but one of his better performances, and they were asking him about what it's like to be with Dan Quinn as a practice squad member. He said, oh, we don't get called practice squad members. We're part of the team.
And he said that.
That's what he said. Like, we don't we get treated as if we're part of the 53, even though we might be on the practice squad. And I think that shows you the difference. And this is why people love Dan Quinn, by the way. This is why people want to be here. You know, Bobby Wagner comes. This team wasn't supposed to be at 10-5, right? Mm. This team was projected to be a below 500 team or somewhere right around it, not a playoff team. Bobby Wagner, a future Hall of Famer, decided to come here to play. Why? Because of Dan Quinn. Think about the coaching staff. You talked about former players.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the article from Garofolo of NFL Network saying that David Blau, former quarterback for the Lions, he's the assistant quarterback's coach.
I do want to be a head coach.
He's the one who installed the play that won the game
he's
on Sunday.
He's going to be a head coach.
He's fantastic. Yeah. So having those sorts of guys around, I think, you know, we talked about the Cliff for a while there, just whether it was real or not. You talked about how he's willing to be collaborative with the guys on his staff. I think you see that every single week.
That's where I'm lost by a lot of narratives. Because Cliff at the beginning of the year said, before, I only had me to fall back on. He said, now I got former head coaches on this staff. He said, so this offense that we're going to run is going to be a collective group of ideas. So now we're not running whatever it is with red, whatever they called it.
Yeah.
His little offense, they're not running that no more. They're running something that Anthony Lynn got a lot to do with. David Blau got a lot to do with. You know, as much as when I listened to Dan Quinn talking, and he said when he was talking to Cliff, and he is telling Cliff about how defenses want to attack stuff. And that makes you change your offense as well. So they got all kind of influence going on this thing. It's like Joe Gibbs would do. Joe Gibbs, I always talk about how a coach was so smart in what he did, but he took ideas from other people. And that's how you become a head coach, may not have the best, and then when you get that chance again, you succeed because you listen to others and not try to do it all by yourself.
Well, and I think partially, you know, going back to what Chris Long was talking about in the clip we played earlier, I think that's why some Philly fans are a little more mad about this loss. They realize this is the start of something where they're going to have to worry about Jaden. They're going to have to worry about the burgundy and gold again, where they'd always seem to be a thorn in their side, even though this team hasn't been really good for quite some time.
Yeah.
They beat Philly at times in some big games, but now they're like, they might actually be on our level.
It's coming. Oh, believe me. Listen, I know a lot of folks there. They know. You know, I'm just saying, I've gotten texts already to my man, that quarterback's problem. Yes, he is.
Well,
and he's your problem.
And it's funny because in Philly, it seems like there continues to be, now they to their credit this year, they kind of quelled it with the Brandon Graham saying that there's an issue between Jalen and
AJ. They quell what they want to quell. Brandon Graham didn't say that just because
100%.
He wanted to say it.
It seems like there's issues there all the time. Sirianni seems to add into it from time to time as well.
Petulant child.
Credit to Washington. There's been nothing, right? There really hasn't been anything. So it's a credit to what Peters has built. It's a credit to Josh Harris for giving Peters the ability to build it. And it's a credit to what the guys in that building, Dan Quinn, the whole coaching staff, has done.
Totally.
Let's take a break when we come back. There's been some struggles in the run
Jeff
game.
Told you, Toby. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's exactly right. He set out at 40. We're at 42. So
just so you know, Jeff.
Just for you. I don't know that I'll be. I will be here Thursday. So bleep you, Jeff. Bleep you. I'll get it early for a Christmas Eve. But the run game has really struggled for Washington lately. What's been causing that? We'll talk about it next. John B. Mitchell Finley.